Deus in adjutorium eum intende, Domine ad adjuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Day is done, but love unfailing dwells ever here. Shadows fall, but hope prevailing calms every fear. Loving Father, none forsaking, take our hearts of love's own making. Watch our sleeping, guard our waking, be always near. Dark descends, but light unending shines through our night. You are with us, ever lending new strength to sight. One in love, your truth confessing, one in hope of heaven's blessing. May we see in love's possessing love's endless light. Eyes will close, but you, unsleeping, watch by our side. Death may come, in love's safekeeping, still we abide. God of love, all evil quelling,
sin forgiving, fear dispelling,
stay with us, our hearts indwelling, this eventide.
If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion, on the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth, if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, remember your pilgrim church. We sit weeping at the streams of Babylon. Do not let us be drawn into the current of the passing world, but free us from every evil, and raise our thoughts to the heavenly Jerusalem. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither.
In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's way. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Listen to the prayers of your church, Lord God. In the presence of the angels, we praise your name. You keep the proud at a distance and look upon the lowly with favor. Stretch out your hand to us in our suffering. Perfect us in the work of your love, bring us to life. In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain.
A reading from the book of James. My brothers, what good is it to profess faith without practicing it? Such faith has no power to save one, has it? So it is with the faith that does nothing in practice. It is thoroughly lifeless. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you the faith that underlies my works. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To you, O Lord,
I make my prayer for mercy.
Now that you are well again, do not sin anymore, or something worse may happen to you. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Now that you are well again, do not sin anymore, or something worse may happen to you.
Let us praise the Lord Jesus Christ, who lifted high on the cross, drew all things to himself. With loving hearts let us pray, draw all things to yourself, Lord.
Draw things to yourself, Lord.
Lord, may the mystery of your cross shine on all mankind, that all may see you as the way, the truth, and the life.
Draw things to yourself, Lord.
May all who thirst for you, the living water, drink their fill forever.
Draw things to yourself, Lord.
Inspire all teachers and artists to prepare mankind for your kingdom.
Draw things to yourself, Lord.
Guide all estranged from you by sin or scandal, that they may come back to you and remain always in your love.
Draw things to yourself, Lord.
Welcome all our deceased brothers and sisters to your home in heaven, to share the joy of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints.
Draw things to yourself, Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, may our Lenten observance prepare us to embrace the Paschal mystery and to proclaim your salvation with joyful praise. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex quo mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omne speciosa. Vale, o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.